From AccuWeather.com, this is AccuWeather Daily. A brief host-read article, it's weather news in a nutshell.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
AccuWeather meteorologists are warning that along with the likelihood of severe weather, the risk of repeating rainfall and flooding problems will continue over the middle of the United States in the days ahead as large storm systems move slowly through the region and repeat. AccuWeather senior long-range meteorologist Joe Lundberg said that two main episodes of drenching rain are likely through the middle of April. The first batch of rain began along a weather front that stalled from the Central Plains to the Ohio Valley states to the Central Appalachians during the Easter weekend. That weather battle zone will persist into nearly the middle of this week. Thunderstorms will erupt and repeat near the warmer air in this zone, while steadier rain falls just to the north of the thunderstorms. As each pulse rolls eastward, the ground will become increasingly saturated, increasing the risk of flash flooding of small streams and areas that drain poorly. Surges of water on the secondary rivers may lead to flooding in unprotected areas. Some of the secondary river basins that may experience flooding problems include the Wabash in Indiana, the Illinois River in Illinois, and the Miami and Scioto Rivers in Ohio. There will be surges along many of the rivers in the Central Appalachians and part of the Mid-Atlantic as well. The Potomac is one of the larger rivers in the east that could also experience flooding. From 2 to 4 inches of rain with locally higher amounts may fall on portions of Missouri, Illinois, Indiana, Ohio, and Pennsylvania through Tuesday night. The AccuWeather local storm max rainfall is 7 inches through Tuesday night. This will allow the small streams and secondary rivers to recede and the topsoil to begin to dry out. However, more heavy rain seems likely from parts of the plains to portions of the Mississippi Valley before the middle of the month. As more storms roll across the western U.S. and reemerge over the plains, the moistening process will resume in the form of more drenching downpours and severe thunderstorms. From 2 to 4 inches of rain with locally higher amounts may fall on portions of Missouri, Illinois, Indiana, Ohio, and Pennsylvania through Tuesday night. The AccuWeather local storm max rainfall is 7 inches through Tuesday night. More heavy rain seems likely from parts of the plains to portions of the Mississippi Valley before the middle of the month. AccuWeather chief on-air meteorologist Bernie Reno said that as more storms roll across the western U.S. and reemerge over the plains, the moistening process will resume in the form of more drenching downpours and severe thunderstorms. Overlapping rain from the first and second rounds may increase the risk of flooding. Pockets of abnormally dry to extreme drought conditions have emerged from western Tennessee to Iowa and Minnesota. So the upcoming rains will help in this case, but too much rain may even fall in these areas and lead to flooding problems or soggy fields. The runoff through mid-April will gradually work its way into the secondary rivers, then the main rivers, such as the Ohio and Mississippi. From parts of the central and southern plains to portions of the Midwest, pockets of between 4 and 8 inches of rain may fall from late March to the middle of April. Enough rain will fall to lead to significant rises on the secondary rivers, and the surge of water moving downstream on the Ohio and Mississippi should be enough to alleviate any low water level concerns for much of the spring and perhaps into the first part of the summer. During the past 2 years, low water levels on much of the main stem of the Mississippi River greatly hindered tug and barge operations. River levels tend to drop from the midsummer to the winter, barring major storms. A lack of large complexes of thunderstorms over the plains and Mississippi Valley during the summer could result in abnormally low water levels and limited barge operations. And one other thing to keep in mind, the anticipated cloud cover from the moistening pattern early next week could foil viewing of the upcoming total eclipse in parts of the central states. That's all for now. There are more stories and regional forecasts at AccuWeather.com. And for your local forecast at your fingertips, download the AccuWeather app. Enjoy the rest of your day, and I'll be back tomorrow with more weather news.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.